This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That time of the week to talk to our tech guy here at Fab FM, and that is Richard Pascoe, who comes from us, of course, each week from South Australia. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Paul, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Well, I've got to start by asking first up, how are you? And South Australia's in a little bit of strife at the moment.
4,000 people in isolation, and we actually did 6,000 tests yesterday. The concerning aspect, Paul, is they keep adding in more and more places where all the people in his family and their close contacts went. I'm keeping my fingers crossed at the moment, but and that we can keep this thing under control.
Good. Now, yes, but are you keeping your sense of humour? That's the main thing.
You've got to ask me how I am, Paul.
Oh, I did at the start, but I'll do it again. Take two. How are you, Richard?
I'm sweating like the head of the... getting nervous when Pete Evans comes knocking at the front door.
Right, well, that's beeped. Well, you can't tell that joke. But that would get us into...
You've got to beep it, say yes.
Oh, dear. Usually that comes at the end of the podcast, not at the beginning.
I know, say yes. I thought of that one, say yes.
No, well, all right. Thank you very much. Let's move on. That was a waste of time.
Controversial, say yes.
Yeah, okay.
Stop him in the street and ask him what I said, because he won't tell you at all.
No.
Say yes.
Okay. Now, Big Sur is out now, the new operating system for Apple computers. What do you need to know about it before installing this thing?
A lot of people out there have got Apple computers, Paul, so we thought we would mention it as well. If you didn't upgrade to the last operating system, which was Catalina, on there as well. Now, all the information that I'm about to tell you is up on the website as well, because if you're on an Apple computer, you're going to want to go over and have a look at this. If you didn't upgrade to Catalina, you said, you know what, I'm going to install this new one on here as well. Just be warned, there are things called 32-bit apps, which you've probably got installed on your computer right now. When you upgrade, it will wipe them all off. So sometimes you need to go out and get some new apps once you've installed this on there. Give an example of an old app. If you've got Microsoft Office on your Mac from, let's say, 5-6 years ago, it will just be deleted from your Mac altogether on there because it won't run. Now, have a look at that. It's a big update. It's over 12 gig in size because it is a large, and it looks fantastic once it's all installed, runs quite well. Can you actually install it on your computer? If your Mac update offers it to you, you can install it. Most Macs from 2014 will take the upgrade, so it's not a problem there. But make sure that you've backed your computer up before you go along and press the upgrade button on there as well. Back up so you can get the old operating system and your stuff back if things go wrong. The new one is Big Sur out there. Catalina was the last one. I'm just saying to people out there, if you hadn't upgraded to Catalina from the previous one, and some Mac users don't do it, then they'll decide, you know, I'll take this new one out there as well. Just things to be wary of.
How did they get the name Catalina, do you think?
It's all places in California.
Did you know there was a song from the Four Preps called 26 Miles to Santa Catalina?
No, but if you hum a few bars, I can try and sing it.
All right, here we go. Have a listen.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awake.
Oh, the island of romance.
There we go.
Da 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 da. Hey, this podcast is, well, it's everything, isn't it? It's advice, it's music, it's love.
It's controversial.
It's controversial. Only because of you. It's only controversial because of you. Okay, let's get back to it. The new Apple computers with their own chips are out now. I'll have one of those computers with chips along with the HomePod Mini.
Picked them up yesterday, so just a very quick review. I was setting them up. I've got a MacBook Pro, which I ordered, was setting it up last night. I need to say this. It is the fastest computer I've ever used.
Oh, that's a big rap.
Lightning quick. So I'll be putting it through its paces during the week as far as editing video and things are concerned, just to see how quick it is. But cannot speak highly enough of it. I've also got the HomePod Mini, which is their little smart speaker on there as well. $149. Ideal Christmas gift. Magnificent sound on there as well. Really good. So, you know, you could have your iPhone, a couple of iPod Minis, and you've got a stereo. It's that good.
Now, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, we often complain about prices for things, you know, Apple products and what have you. But this morning, you've got a little bit of a comparison here. If you think we're paying a lot of money for, say, iPhones, check out what they cost in Brazil.
If you were to go to Brazil and you were to buy the iPhone 12 Pro Max, in Australia, it is the most expensive Apple phone you can buy. It's $1,849. In Australian dollars in Brazil today, it is $3,500. We've got to stop complaining about pricing and say, thank goodness we don't live in Brazil. Brazil, famous for its songs and sunny weather.
Oh, we're in Brazil.
In Brazil.
We are in Brazil.
I'm told there are lots of thongs in Brazil, though.
Oh, lots of thongs in Brazil.
Yes.
Down at the beach.
Exactly right. But in Brazil, they do put a lot of tax on electronic products that are not made in that country.
You'd have to have a lot of dough in Brazil, I mean, to pay those sort of prices.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a real luxury item in there. So anything that's imported for the, let's say, the elite upper class, they pay money, big money for those things. So, yeah, $3,500 in Brazil. So thank goodness we don't live there.
Da, 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 da. Oh, good. Okay, well, that's the end of that. Now, talking of Brazil, now, often down in Brazil, they have crime gangs. In Brazil. This is a great segue. You see what I'm doing here? I'm doing
a
segue.
You're doing well, Paul.
Thank you. Lots of crime rings down in Brazil, but crime rings could affect us as well. And you're telling us this morning that a crime ring has stole thousands of Facebook passwords.
I am. But unfortunately, they weren't that smart when they go along and did this. People would remember, if we go back a year or so ago now, a lot of Facebook passwords were reset by Facebook itself. So you went to log on and your Facebook password was reset. That's probably because you were a victim of this crime ring. So what they did was they set up a thing in Facebook. I paid for an ad on there. And they also had websites. See who has been viewing your profile on there. When you logged onto it, they asked for your Facebook username and password. And like idiots out there, they all filled it in on there as well.
Oh, dear.
It looked quite legitimate because you wanted to know if Paul's been looking at Richard's Facebook page or Richard's been looking at Marion's Facebook page. And I don't know why people are interested in this at all, but I had lots of people at the time say, look at this. I can see who's watching. I was never interested at all. So this crime operation gathered all of those usernames and passwords on there and valuable information, that is, Paul, got to say.
Yes.
Very valuable information for people out there. But these rocket scientists, when they stored all that information on the internet, forgot to put a password on their account.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum. So they forgot to put it. So anybody could actually log on, see what they gathered, all the things, which included Facebook on there going, hang on a minute, what's going on here? So they were able to go along, have a look at the database with all the pilfered logging credentials on there as well. The authorities were actually able to log on and see how it was all done as well.
So, oh, dear.
Not the smartest crooks around.
Oh, the dumb crooks. You used to see them on the telly there doing all their dumb things. I tell you what, they think they're smart and then they go, whoops, hang on a second, we didn't have a password for us.
So they would have thought they're the cleverest blokes around. Fred, didn't you put the password on there?
That's right.
I didn't think we'd need one.
I think too, Richard, that it gives us an opportunity now to tell people, do not give your password to anybody.
No. One tip for parents out there. It's still around. Talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids about this. In the schools around the country, it's a sign that boys and girls will come at each other. It's a sign of true love to share your password with me.
Yes.
No, that's a sign of stupidity to go along and do that. So, you know, if we keep passwords and login credentials to ourselves, we might cut down on some bullying around as well.
That's right. Of course, my password on most things is Paradise13, but I would only tell you because you're a tech person.
Thank you for that, Paul. Yeah. I've got Tech Guy Rocks at one on mine, and I'd only tell you that as well.
Good stuff. Don't pass it on to anybody else. Now, listen, a crap tech item of the week, mate. You've been to the Wish website and the crap...
Have you ever been to the Wish website, Paul?
Well, I've wished and hoped a lot of times in my life, but I've never been to that website, no.
Oh, Paul, there are some things on there that would curl your hair.
Whoa!
As well.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... yes, there are some things on there that kill you. But this caught my eye the other day. There was an ad on there, and it sounded really good. Looked like a laptop, and they have a 15.6-inch. They said FHD, which I'm going to understand stands for full high-definition screen laptop. That was the words. They had 8 RAM on there. Or they left off the GB on there, so it should have had 8 gigabytes of RAM. And a 1 TB hard drive, I'm presuming it's 1 terabyte hard drive or a 512 gig SSD. Sounding all right so far, Paul, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It also advertises it's got a Retina display and HDMI port on there as well. Sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
Sounds brilliant.
It does too. The pricing, how much would you expect to pay for a laptop, roughly, Paul?
Oh, like a really good one?
Yeah.
Oh, not 800 to 1200, something like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
$26.06.
What?
This includes GST. It includes GST. So it turns out all it is a plastic cover for a laptop.
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody who bought this was thinking they're going to get the bargain of the century on that. So if you're on the Wish website, can I just tell you, take things with a grain of salt. They've got so many things on there that you can go along and buy for men and women, enhanced underwear. You can read into that whatever you want to. You know, all sorts of different things, all sorts of different electronic things, things that will never be imported into the country. But please, $26 for a laptop is never going to happen.
Mate, I'm on the Wish website now. You're telling me that everything on here is false?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because I've just come upon a drone, right? Now, it's a Phantom drone. Now, those things, I mean, they're reasonably expensive, the old Phantom drone, but you can get one on the Wish website for $42.
Yes. No, what a bargain.
That can't be right. It just can't be right for a... Now, it doesn't say that it's a Phantom, but it's the same shape as a Phantom.
Yeah.
So I still don't get it. Is a genuine website selling genuine...
It's a genuine website. Some things come... Number one friend orders some shoes through the Wish website occasionally. You know, his gold shoes that he has.
You mean Ralphie, our good friend Ralph Hadzik?
Yes, he's bought things from the Wish website.
Right. And did he get them?
He did. He got a pair of gold shoes that flash on and off. I think he was very lucky. Some stuff on there it seems reasonable. Other stuff's absolute crap on there as well. So just be real careful when you do buy things from them. It does come with a word of warning. Reminds me of the story of the man who was a bit, let's say, lacking downstairs, and he bought an enhancer,
right.
What he thought was an enhancer.
Right.
And there was like, geez, I've cleaned this up for you, haven't I, Paul?
Yeah, well, you're better or you'll get the beep.
Exactly right. He's a bit lacking, decided they advertised an enhancer on there as well, thought this is good, and they sent him a magnifying glass.
I think you've told that one before.
Well, it's an oldie but a goodie. So
Okay, the magnifying glass, All right, let's go off onto a tangent now. And we look at things each week. We pick something that's not here anymore. My one this week, and you'll remember them, were, let's start with the metal ones that you pumped up, and they were the spinning top.
Oh, yeah.
You remember it had a little curly thing and you'd push it and you'd go down, 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 down. And then let the top go and it'd spin and spin and spin for quite some time, actually, because it built up so many revs. Then they had the little tiny metal ones that you had a string and you went and pulled the string.
And pulled the handle and way it whizzed across,
So we don't have the spinning tops anymore. Well, certainly they're...
No, we don't.
No, and I mean, kids used to love them.
Yeah, I reckon I had one of the ones with the string on. I put it through a window once.
Oh, because they do accelerate. Off they go.
They do. So, yeah. I wasn't known for my dexterity back then.
Yeah, well, not now either, but still. But the big metal ones I used to like, they were quite coloured. And you remember the little metal thing you pushed down? It was a curly. It had a curly, because that sort of, as it went down, it rotated the top. And this thing would spin for maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It had so much acceleration. Anyway, I just missed the old spinning top.
Now, I've got one for you. So, you remember in comic books, when you were a little kid?
Love my comic books.
Oh, I used to love comic books too, Paul. They were great. It was great times. But the ads in them, we've discussed some of the ads before, but one we've never discussed before, do you remember the old Charles Atlas ads?
Oh, yes. And Charles Atlas, it used to have somebody there where somebody got sand thrown in their face.
Exactly right. And I'm just, you know, on top of the ad, because I'm just having a look at one right now. It's got, "Hey, Skinner, your ribs are showing," where he gets punched in the face and they kick sand in. But no, he goes along and signs up to the Charles Atlas in 15 minutes a day and he gets to punch the guy in the face.
Oh, well, that's
great. Can't do that now. We can't do that nowadays, kids.
Well, that's terrible. That's inciting violence.
Exactly right. And all the girls on the beach are going, "Wow, what a man."
Oh, yeah.
As well. So, yeah. So Charles promised to make us a new man too in only 15 minutes a day. With such things as, "Let me give you a new He-Man body and don't be held back by a half a man body" on there as well. We can't run these ads today, Paul. Can you imagine that?
Oh, it just wouldn't fly. And also, and always they had a picture of, you know, the skinny guy who got the sand kicked in his face. They always had him at the end with the muscles and the beautiful girl on the beach.
Yes. Yep, so, you know, it was all about getting big at that stage. I never sent away for it. Do you ever send away for it, Paul?
Of course not.
No.
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 But it was always, I was just talking about, check the kind of body you want here. So, you know, you have to put all these things, I want to be big and muscly before I send it away to go and get back whatever they sent you back on there as well. So,
wow.
Yes, Charles Atlas.
Okay, well, that took people down memory lane on our tangent this week. Thank you very much, mate, for telling us all that information. And there's lots of people who get good advice, not only from the podcast, but from your website as well. So can we have that website, please?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Catch you next week, my friend.
Thanks, Paul.